B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Tragedy at a Michigan high school. Massachusetts working with other states to create a vaccine passport. And another first for Cardi B. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Breaking news. We are now going live on the street to every man after hearing the latest Rihanna rumor.
Congratulations!
I'll explain.
Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, the Pats are 8-4. They're in first place in the AFC East. Hall of Famer quarterback Brett Favre said Mac Jones is a carbon copy of the GOAT, and yet it's still Brady, Brady, and more Brady in the news.
First, tragedy at a Michigan high school as a 15-year-old sophomore opened fire at the school, killing 3 students and wounding 8 others. Investigators say they're still trying to determine a motive for the shooting. Massachusetts partnering with up to 20 other states to create a vax passport. The plan is to use a QR code that people can get scanned at businesses, venues, and other places that you need to verify vaccination status. Governor Baker said that while Massachusetts is involved in developing the system, he does not support the mandate requiring its use.
I was getting your booster today.
I am.
You excited?
Yes, very much.
You getting that shot, man? You know which one you're going to get? Are you going to keep it consistent or are you going to change it up a little
bit? I'm keeping consistent.
Oh, come on.
I did Moderna.
Yeah.
You should be risque. Try something else.
Oh, yeah.
I actually heard a doctor say that if you get Moderna, if you had Moderna or Pfizer, he recommends getting Johnson & Johnson. If you had Johnson & Johnson, you should get the Moderna or Pfizer because they're different in a sort of way where combining them will fill certain holes. That's great. Something that they're testing out now.
Okay. Well, it was tough getting my appointment, so I'm not switching at this point because you have to say which one you want. I'm telling you, man, again, it's like the Hunger Games starting all over again.
Imagine she gets her shot, and the second it goes in your arm, you hear the nurse go,
uh-oh.
Wait. Does this look orange to you?
I can't stand you. Congratulations to Cardi B on another first. She is the first female rapper to achieve diamond status for 2 singles, meaning 10 million copies have been sold or streamed. The 2 songs, Girls Like You with Maroon 5 and Bodak Yellow, which reached diamond status earlier this year.
Oh, good for you.
Good for her. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, more families are rejecting Travis Scott's offers to pay for funerals of victims of the AstroWorld tragedy. Families of 14-year-old John Hilgert and 27-year-old Danish Baig turned down the $7,500 being offered by Travis Scott, saying it's a slap in the face. According to a statement from the lawyers representing the families, when a parent has to bury their child, they're not really interested in people who may have contributed to that being involved.
Yeah, it is. It's a fine line. It's like, you know, it seems like a nice gesture that he's doing, but at the same time, is he tossing in a little you can't sue me in the future
like a
statement
clause,
yeah,
then,
something like
people
that
people have been saying, or that, yeah,
or is like, it like, you know for some people it might come off as that. Remember when Nicki Minaj was trying to get that chick to like stop suing her and stuff, and she's like, hey, I'll send a shout out to your niece for her birthday, you know, so
long as you take, you know, the suit off the table. Yeah, right. Fabulous asked a question on his social media that got everyone talking the other night. The question was, you ever said you was gonna go to the bathroom and just left? He then told 2 stories. One when he told Diddy that he was going to go to the bathroom and then left because it was 7 a.m. and Diddy was still turned up. The other story was when he was in the studio with Mariah Carey and told her that he was going to go move his car because it was going to get towed. And then he just took off, adding, quote, it was 6 a.m. My verse was done and I was just drinking wine and telling stories. And we have that question on our Get Up Crew Facebook page, too, by the way. What is the most creative excuse or most hilarious excuse you've given just to skip out of a party or a date or a holiday function, something? So you guys will be talking about that later this morning. And a rumor is going around that Rihanna is pregnant with ASAP Rocky's baby. And it all started with a verified Twitter account tweeted, Rihanna is pregnant with her first child with ASAP Rocky. And immediately the memes started, a lot of them with Drake. Fans saying ASAP Rocky is the luckiest man on earth. Others asking to check on Drake. And others saying, sis, we wanted an album, not a baby.
Oh, my
And as
God.
Of now, this is only a rumor. There has been no confirmation. The two were actually at Virgil Abloh's memorial last night in Miami. And, of course, everybody was trying to check and see what she was wearing. She had on, like, a black.
Oh, my God. Leave that woman alone.
Isn't that awful? That's the first thing everyone does.
They're just looking, Pebbles. They're just looking. Oh. That's all.
Here's Leroy with sports. One of the brokenhearted men, by the way.
Yeah, very brokenhearted. Let me breathe for a
You'll
second.
You'll be all right.
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. The ref season is over after they lost to New York City FC 5-3 on penalty kicks. Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy has been placed in COVID protocol. Maybe that's why the Bruins lost to the Red Wings 2-1, but I doubt it. Celtics center Enes Kanter not only changed his name, his last name to Freedom, but he also became a U.S. citizen. And at the same time, he said, check this out, that Americans who criticize their country should keep their mouths shut.
See? And you're allowed to say that, and ain't no one going to kill you or throw you in a cell because you're an American
Exactly.
Now.
And not only did episode 3 of the Tom Brady Man in the Arena series drop yesterday, I heard it was pretty good. Romero, you saw it?
I saw most of it yesterday.
I saw the whole thing.
Though. Yep. Pretty good.
It's very good.
Consistent.
I love the fact that they're getting different players for each episode to relive everything with Brewski and Vrabel. It was very, very good.
Teddy Brewski was crapping on the Colts. He was like, they didn't want any of us. Because remember, Brady started off, he won like 6-7 games in a row against Peyton Manning.
Right.
So he was just like, by the time that they faced him that year in the playoffs, he was like, they don't want none of this. Right. In Gillette.
I got to find some time and watch that. But that came out yesterday. But also, Brady and the Bucks were in the news because some kid at a prep school in Michigan added the wrong number to his basketball team's group chat. Turns out the number belonged to a player on the Tampa Bay Bucks. The player responded. The kids didn't believe it. And so they got a FaceTime call. A lot of players were on it, including Gronk and, yes, Tom Brady. Romero, I know.
No, I'm happy for them. I know. I wish that was me, but it's okay if these random high school kids, you know.
Congratulations.
What would you do if your phone rang and Tom Brady?
Oh my God.
It was like you would FaceTime. Like, what would you do, really?
I might cry.
Blush.
Definitely. You too. But I don't blush red. I blush a little purple because I'm dark-skinned a little bit, you know? I would be very happy, Pebbles. I would be very happy. You set that up.
Okay. Celtics Sixers tonight at 7:30, and that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. I love this story. So over 20 years ago, Gladys, speaking of missed calls, was trying to call her sister in Maryland, but misdialed the phone number. So Mike, who lives in Rhode Island, he was the one who picked up. And after all these years, that one mistake led to an over-the-phone friendship. Gladys had kept dialing the wrong number. Mike finally asked, who are you? Who are you calling? Blah, blah, blah. Well, their casual conversations grew into a deeper friendship. And last week, on the day before Thanksgiving, they finally met. Mike was on vacation with his family in Florida, where Gladys lives, and stopped by. He posted a picture of them on Facebook saying, there are incredible people in this world that are just a wrong number phone call away. That's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning on Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.